Once upon a time there was an eagle. He was a nice eagle, as eagles go. He had piercing bright eyes and a very powerful beak. He lived in a house with a family of people because he'd been rescued by them in early eaglehood when some disaster had overtaken his parents and he'd been brought up by them. They lived in a village near the wild and rugged hills where eagles were sometimes to be seen. As the eagle grew up, he began to wonder about things. For instance, he noticed that he was different from the people in the family. Their faces, well, they didn't have very impressive beaks, though they could smile, and he couldn't, at least not very well. And then there were his feet. They were very different. Indeed, they'd got him into a spot of bother on occasions. You see, he tried to help a bit round the house, and one of the jobs he found he could do was to open fizzy drink cans. He could stand on one foot and hold the can with the other and pull the ring with his beak. But one day he held the can a bit too tight and his sharp talons went right through and the drink all hissed out and the mess was awful and the family was not pleased, so he gave that job up. But the thing that really bothered him wasn't his feet or his beak, but his arms. They didn't seem to work the same as other people's. They folded away very neatly, and they were good for sticking his head under when he wanted to go to sleep. But that was about all. You see, having been brought up by a family of people instead of his eagle parents, he'd never learned that eagles' arms are called wings, and they use them to fly. The rest of the family sort of assumed that he would know things like that, but he didn't. He didn't know what flying was, not really, but he set himself to find out what he could do with his wings, which he thought were his arms. Now, one of the places the family sometimes used to take him was a big building with perches all in rows. At one end of the building was a thing like a pen, where a man would flap his arms about and shout at all the people there, and then they would stand up and shout back at him all together. He liked that because he could join in too. But what really caught his eye was something that stood on a perch of its own. It was a brass statue, and it looked really like him. It stood with its head forward and its wings held sort of out and back, holding a big book which the man in the pen used to come down and read from. It gave him an idea. One evening, at tea time, the family was amazed to find him standing at one end of the table, holding on the back of his wings a great big book. They never knew how he managed to get that book on his back, and to tell the truth, it had been an awful struggle. He thought they'd see at once that it was for them to read from, but they didn't. One problem, which he couldn't see because he couldn't read, was that he'd got the book upside down, and the brass eagle must have had odd wings because its book didn't seem to slide off his back, but our poor eagle had to keep hold of the top of the book with his beak. It was a heavy book, and he had to hold on very tight, and his beak was very sharp, and some of the pages got just a tiny bit torn. And holding it on his back with his beak made it hard to see where he was going. It might have been all right if he had stayed still, but he wanted to get close to the people to let them read. So he went sidling round the table, not seeing where he was going. They were having soup, and accidentally he put his foot in a bowl of it. It was very hot, and he yelled, which meant that he let go of the book, and the book fell with a crash and broke two plates and a bowl and a cup, and everybody got very cross with him. I feel very sorry for that poor eagle, because sometimes I try to do things for other people and it doesn't work out. They always seem good ideas at the time, but then they go wrong, and then everyone only sees the stupid side of them. Sometimes I see people able to do things I can't. They can sing or run fast or mend things. And just like the eagle, I try to do what others can do, and I make a mess of it because other people seem to be different from me. But not all the eagle's life was sad. Sometimes the family would go out in the car, and he loved that because he was allowed to travel on the roof rack. He loved the rush of the air in his face. It made him feel excited, as if something wonderful was just about to happen. He used to lean his head into the wind and feel it rustling his feathers all over. And then one day he had a bit of an adventure, almost a misadventure. The car was racing along the road and the eagle was leaning into the wind, enjoying every moment of it, when the car hit a pothole and the eagle was caught unawares, and the lurch of the car made him lose his grip on the roof rack. Without thinking what he was doing, he threw his wings out to save himself and found he was flying. Well, sort of. He glided down to earth quite safely. He had found out what his wings were for. Who would ever have thought of gliding? It was a wonderful feeling. And after that, he would quite often let go of the roof rack and enjoy a quiet glide when the roads weren't too busy. But one day, the eagle had another accident, which led to the biggest discovery of all. It was the day of the picnic, and the family set off, taking the eagle with them. Things didn't start too well because everyone was very excited and he kept letting go for a quick glide and the family had to keep stopping and going back for him, and they got fed up and they threatened to lock him in the boot or chain him to the roof rack if he didn't watch it. So he just held on and enjoyed the wind until they got to the picnic place. It was at the top of a cliff with marvellous views all round. The children loved looking down at the trees and fields far below and out across the valley over to the rugged hills beyond. They couldn't afterwards agree on quite what happened. The grown-ups wondered if the children had jostled the eagle by mistake. The children said that the silly bird had leaned out too far under the guardrail, but however it was, the eagle fell off over the cliff and with a loud squawk. The family were horrified as they watched him fall, but then he had the sense to spread his wings and try to glide, and it worked. He stopped falling and began to glide. But then, just as the father was beginning to wonder where on earth he was going to land and how they were going to get him back, it happened. The eagle began to rise. All he was doing was gliding round and round, but as he circled, he got higher. Soon he was on a level with the family, but he went on, circling upwards into the sky, and then, with a mighty rush of wings, he swooped down and landed on the guardrail. If ever an eagle smiled, it was then. But he didn't stay. Before the family could say or do anything, he was off again. This time he hardly lost any height at all, and when he circled he rose on the upcurrents and soared so high they could hardly see him. 1,000 feet? 2? 5? He hung in the air with his powerful 6-foot wings and swooped and raced in the wind with a speed and freedom he'd only been able to imagine before. The roof rack seemed so tame now. Those glides down the quiet roads were only a shadow of this. This was real. This is what he had been made for. He found he could move with an ease and grace. He found he had new power. Now he could use his eagle eyesight, and very soon he was to learn to catch prey in his talons. But most wonderful of all were his wings, those awkward arms. Such a nuisance before. Now, the means of his flying. This is what they were for. Why, oh, why hadn't he known? Why hadn't anybody told him? The eagle stared down from his dizzy height and saw the family packing up the car. They'd had their picnic and were going home. With the speed of an arrow, he dived down and perched for a moment on the once familiar roof rack. The family looked at him with a new respect. He had a new look about his eyes, a new set to his head, a new and noble dignity. he spread his wings and rose on the wind. The family waved, "Come and see us sometime," they called. He would, but for now he rose. With a few easy wing beats, he found the air currents and soared majestically upwards, up to start a new life in and around the rugged hills where he belonged. Some weeks later, the family were once again in the funny building with the long rows of perches, and the man from the pen was reading from the big book held by the brass eagle. Normally, the children didn't listen much to the man, but today it was different. Something in the words caught their attention, something about eagles. When they told each other about it later, they remembered it a bit like this, and years later they found it in Isaiah chapter 40. "Didn't you know? Did nobody tell you? The Lord is the God who lives forever and who made the whole world. He doesn't get tired and he gives power to those who do. Even young men get tired and fall down exhausted eventually. But those who rely on God find a new strength that lasts forever. They shall soar in the sky like eagles. They shall run and not be tired. In their life they will never need to give up." The children stared and waited for the man to go on. He said, "God's spirit of love and power is all around us. We can't see it any more than an eagle can see the air. But when God's spirit moves, we can feel it, like we can feel the wind. An eagle's wings are specially made to catch the wind, and our hearts are made to catch God's moving spirit. When we open out our hearts, we are lifted up by the Spirit's power. It's no good coming to church just to listen. An eagle that just stood in the wind wouldn't get very far. We have to trust what we hear. We have to go out and do what God tells us. We have to ask for his help, but then we must trust and obey. We'll find that we have a new strength. We'll find we can reach new heights. We'll find a new life in God where things make sense like they never did before. That's our kind of flying, full and free. Open your hearts wide and step out into the Spirit of God. The Lord himself will teach you how to fly in his love, like an eagle." Afterwards, the family walked home, thinking. Above them, the eagle seemed little more than a speck in the sky. The children saw him and they all waved. His wings beat twice slowly in reply, and he seemed to be beckoning.